listening to the Dental Chat Podcast with Dr. Sylvia Lobo Lobo. Melissa Root is CEO of Root Success Solutions, LLC. Melissa earned her doctorate in educational psychology and is certified school psychologist, former professor, TEDx speaker, author, and parent of three amazing humans, one in the U.S. Navy, one in the U.S. Coast Guard, and one studying at Yale University. Melissa created Compaq in 2020 to help people live better through better sleep, better focus, better performance, and better health. Her passion is combining technology and psychology to improve performance and quality of life, with a dose of competitive sailing on the side. Melissa's motto for Compaq and in life is live better because you can. I'm excited to have the chance to talk to you today about stress and stress reduction techniques and the potential to positively impact our bodies. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Root.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me, Dr. Lobo Lobo. It's wonderful to be here.
So can we start by having you tell us, how do you define stress?
Absolutely. So stress is our body's reaction to stressors, those threatening, upsetting events or behaviors that are happening around us. Stress is actually this natural survival system that our body has. So we are biologically designed to react to stressors so that we can survive them. So as you can imagine, through the history of humans, right, that fight or flight response, which is what stress is, helps us to survive. So when we perceive something threatening, our sympathetic nervous system charges into action. It releases these stress hormones. They help to increase our heart rate. And that leads us to, again, either fighting whatever the threat is or fleeing, running away from it. So when we sense these stressors around us, we feel these strong negative emotions like fear and confusion, jealousy, powerlessness, all these different emotions come into play. They heighten our energy, our attention, our focus. And so we're able to focus just on what that stressor is and then move into action so that we can survive it. So stress is actually designed to be this useful response for us, and it is. Acute stress happens when, let's say you're driving in your car, you're singing your song, you're sort of on autopilot, everything's beautiful, and then suddenly you see the brake lights ahead of you, right in front of you. And so imagine yourself in that situation, right? All of a sudden you stop singing the song, you are hyper-focused on those brake lights, your heartbeat increases very quickly, your muscles tense up, and you jam on the brakes. So you're in this hyper-alert state, you respond to the stressor, and then within a few minutes, you recover, right? You go back to singing your song, everything goes back to normal. So that's acute stress. That's a very useful use of our stress system. When stress becomes a problem is when it is chronic. So when you are constantly reacting to stressors repeatedly over a long period of time. So let's say, you know, even just watching the news all the time, there's a constant low-level stress there that you might be experiencing, which causes a leaking of those stress hormones. It causes tensing of the muscles. And as you can imagine, that long-term wear and tear on the body isn't good for us, right? It causes long-term inflammation in our body. Chronic stress is affiliated with greater risk for hypertension, so high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes. So today we'll talk about chronic stress, that ongoing long-term reaction to stressors that are around us. The great news, as you indicated earlier, is there are simple things you can do to alter your reaction to those stressors. And so we'll discuss those shortly as well.
Would you say there's a connection between stress and physical pain?
So definitely. Even if you just think about those muscle contractions that I just mentioned during chronic stress. So envision the types of pain you experience with that, right? You're clenching your jaw, tightening your shoulders, your back, whenever you're experiencing that kind of ongoing stress. And that alone leads to wear and tear on your body, leads to jaw pain, leads to headaches, right? Tension headaches, migraine headaches, they're associated with that muscle tightness in the shoulder, neck, and head. Back pain is associated with job stress, so lower and upper back pain. So we have these pieces of evidence saying, yeah, absolutely, there's a connection between the chronic stress and pain. And then there's also this sort of downward spiral that we enter into. So a cascading effect of chronic stress. So when we're stressed, we tend to, you know, sort of eat to soothe ourselves, right? Which means we're eating higher sugary foods or maybe going to alcohol. So we're eating poorly, which then probably leads us to exercising less, which means we're not probably sleeping as well. And when we're not sleeping as well, we're going to go back to those comfort foods again to make us feel better. And you can imagine there's just gets this downward spiral that happens, which then leads to potentially obesity and pain associated with that. And so there's definitely a connection there, not only directly to pain, but also to our lifestyles, that chronic stress can lead to lifestyles that lead to other problems that cause pain. And so the interesting thing for me as I was preparing for this was looking at, you know, lots of different sites that talk about chronic stress and what can you do for it. And invariably, like we'll talk about the Yale Medicine website, the first symptoms on their list of signs of chronic stress are aches and pains. So yes, there's definitely a connection between stress and physical pain. Absolutely.
So now that you kind of started talking a little bit about, you know, some of those signs and symptoms, is there any other symptoms that can help someone identify how emotional stress is affecting their body?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I recommend is pay attention to your body. When you learn to pay attention to your body, you'll start to notice what typical behaviors look like, what you typically feel like. And then you'll start to notice when chronic stress is starting to affect you. Conveniently, this is also a great way to help you alter how you respond to stressors when you can identify how your body is responding. So we can talk about that next after this question. But the idea of signs and symptoms, absolutely. So let's go back to Yale Medicine's list of, they have 9 symptoms that they talk about. And they say, if you have 3 to 5 of these symptoms over several weeks, that indicates chronic stress. So if you just have a day or two of these, you know, everybody has days or two of some of these symptoms. But when you have multiples of them over time, then you should start thinking, I might have some chronic stress going on here. So the first, as I mentioned, aches and pains, right? If there are unusual aches and pains that are persistent, pay attention to that. If you either have insomnia, so sleeping much less than normal, or sleepiness, so sleeping much more than normal. So a big change in sleep patterns can indicate chronic stress. A change in your sociability. So let's say you start staying in much more often than you used to. Having low energy. Unfocused or cloudy thinking. So, you know, sort of those things kind of go together, right? A change in appetite. And by this, I mean either you're eating much more than you typically do, or maybe much less than you typically do. So paying attention to your weight. So if it's several weeks of eating much more or much less, you will see a change in even just how your clothes are fitting, right? So pay attention to that. An increased use of drugs or alcohol. A change in your emotional response to others. So becoming emotional about things that typically don't make you emotional. Or the converse of that, emotional withdrawal. But the bottom line out of those 9 symptoms, the biggest thing to pay attention to is changes that you're experiencing that you didn't plan on. So if you weren't planning to lose 10 pounds, but suddenly you do, or you weren't planning to go through that case of beer, but oh my gosh, it's gone. Or you'd like to be, you know, calm, cool, and collected when you're dealing with professional colleagues, and suddenly you're finding you're crying at the drop of a hat, or you're getting very emotional in response to people. Pay attention to those things. Again, if it's happening once in a while, not a big deal. But if it's happening consistently over a few weeks and you have a few of these things happening, pay attention to that because it could well be chronic stress.
Can you talk about some of the techniques that can be useful in reducing stress?
Yeah, and this is the fun part of the talk because there are things that you can do to impact how you react to stressors. And that's really what we're talking about, is the stressors will always be around us, but we get to control or have an impact on how we respond to them. So our stressed system, how it reacts. So the first thing, most important thing in my world, is practicing relaxation and breathing techniques regularly. Again, no matter what list you look at, it will say, hey, do this, practice mindfulness, practice breathing. Because when you start to practice those things, when the stressors exist around you, you get to control how you respond to them. You get to take that breath. You get to think before you respond, and it helps you to adjust your body's stressed system. That's exactly why I created Compact, which we can talk about in a minute, but to give people quick, easy access to these techniques because they're very effective. So relaxation techniques, breathing techniques, mindfulness, they're all great techniques to help you mitigate your reactions to stressors. Second thing, definitely, as I've already mentioned, noticing how your body feels physically in the presence of stressors. So, and that's what Compact can help you do as well, is you start to pay attention to, oh, my shoulders are really tightening every time I'm around my boss. Maybe there's something going on there, right? If you know you're a worrier, some people just worry more often than others. You can use cognitive behavior techniques like worry time, which allows you to sort of stay productive during your day. But at the end of the day, sort of after dinner, but well before bedtime, you just take about 15 minutes and focus on those worries from the day to help you to solve them a bit, or figure out if they're really something you can address or not. So these things are all great things to do. Eating mindfully, you know, paying attention to the food that you're consuming and how you're consuming it can be important. Again, when we talked about that downward spiral that we experience, if we're just going for the junk food to make us feel a little better, if you take a moment, right, take a breath before you go for the junk food, or maybe even take a sip of water in between each bite of food and pay attention to how it feels on your tongue and what it smells like, those things can help you to slow down and can help you to make better choices. Nourishing your body is really key to maintaining good health. Harvard has a website on stress and nutrition where they talk about great nutrition you can consume to help your body handle chronic stress. Eating more vegetables is almost always going to be on the list. So, you know, a simple thing you can do is have some carrots and celery pre-washed and cut and just in a little Tupperware in the fridge. And that way, when you feel stressed and you need to go for something quick, it's already ready for you, right? And so the bag of chips, why do we go for it? Typically, because it's easy. You open it and you eat it. Well, we can make vegetables easy as well if we just put a little effort in at the front end. Physically moving your body, the last thing I'll talk about is, you know, we say exercise, yeah, but sometimes exercise is a word that turns people off. So I like just talking about physically moving your body. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, right? Use the upstairs bathroom. When we're working at home, use the upstairs bathroom instead of the one on the first floor so that you have to do some stairs during the day. When you start to feel stressed, take a walk around the block. When you know you're going to have a call with somebody that might be more stressful for you, take a walk while you're taking the call, right? There's things we can do to keep moving, keep ourselves in a healthy space, and help us to handle the stressors around us. Even, you know, yoga is known to be helpful. Even stretching, just do some things to move your body. And if you feel like really doing yourself a nice turn, turn on some of your favorite music and dance, right? Dance with abandon. Enjoy yourself, because aerobic exercise, like walking, dancing, it increases your breathing, increases your heart rate, more oxygen reaches your cells through your body. And this helps reduce tension in your muscles, including your heart, right? So all these good things are happening when you do things like this. So just as there are those downward spirals, we can also create upward spirals in life. Our body systems are, you know, they're fully connected, right? So move more, learn relaxation tips to improve your sleep. Improving your sleep can improve your mood. Improving your mood can impact your eating habits. Improving your eating habits and mood increases your likelihood of exercising, right? So just as we can have a downward spiral, we can reverse it and create an upward spiral. So there are definitely things you can do to reduce your reactions to stress. And these are just some of them.
No, thank you for sharing. Those are wonderful techniques that we can implement in our daily life. Can you tell us about Compaq and its benefits?
Absolutely. So Compaq, and I'll spell it for people, Calmpak, just so you understand the word we're saying. So I created Compaq to help people live better, right? I'm an educational psychologist. I know these techniques work. They've been very well studied. Techniques like progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, breathing exercises, all these things we know work to improve our reactions to stress. And so I created Compaq to help people live better, to quickly get these tools to people in an easy way, that in a way that can fit into their lifestyles. And in fact, the motto of Compaq is live better because you can. And I firmly believe that, like, everybody's capable of living better. And again, just using, even if it's just mitigating stress. So Compaq I created to fill the gap between those lists we talked about earlier, or your doctor saying, hey, practice relaxation or practice meditation, right? People will be told that, but they don't really know where to go at that point. And so Compaq's designed to fill that gap. When you purchase the Compaq key fob, and the key fob, you just hold it next to your phone, and it uses NFC technology, the same technology in Apple Pay. It just You hold it next to the phone, and it automatically opens up on your phone the Compaq website that has both spoken and visual tracks that help you perform better in life, right? They help you learn to relax your body. They help to learn you learn to recognize when your body is tense and then purposefully relax it. The recordings help you set your goals. Like for me, myself, I don't love doing sales types of calls. So I'll listen to one of my goal setting recordings. It's just a couple of minutes long and just helps me get in the right mind frame to, okay, this is what I want to do. This is how I will do it. And this is what it will feel like and see like. And this is what my end result will be. And so they can help you across a myriad of things in your life. So I really designed it to quickly get stress, anxiety, sleep quality, mood, general better living to people. These tools that help people with those things get them to people quickly and easily. Most of the tracks on Compaq are between 1 and 8 minutes long. So really designed to quickly fit into your lifestyle. You all of a sudden, let's say your heartbeat is racing, you've had some stressor, you can just do a 1 minute visual one that's guides you to breathing in and out slowly. And I'll use it myself, and my blood pressure goes down every time, right? So there are things you can do to practice throughout the day that are on Compaq that can help you react to stressors better, and see your goals and reach your goals. There are also some longer ones on there that are designed to help you fall asleep. So those are between 12 and 20 minutes long. Oh, I'm sorry, 12 and 30 minutes long. So depending on how much time you have, you can choose what you want and apply it and use it as best suits your lifestyle. The Compaq's really just designed to be easy to use and help people manage how they respond to stressors.
Any final comments for our audience, Dr. Root?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you can live better. There are easy, accessible tools that can help you do that, like Compaq. I'm happy to offer listeners of your podcast a 40% discount on Compaq if they just go to www.compaq.org. So again, Calmpak.org, and enter the code WSD40, and they'll get 40% off for a limited time. And shipping's included for free. So again, trying to make things as simple as possible for people. You pay once for Compaq. All the updates are free. There are no subscription costs. There's no additional costs. It doesn't take up any room on your phone. And it's a great way to help you manage chronic stress and identify when chronic stress is in your world, because you'll become more familiar with your body and how it's reacting to things. So that's it. Again, Compaq.org, enter WSD40 for 40% off, free shipping. And that's it. Thank you so much for having me on your program today, Dr. Lobaloba. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Root, for joining us today and sharing your knowledge. It was great. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you to our listeners for joining us today. Please take a moment to rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. If you would like to recommend topics to discuss in this podcast, please visit the website www.dentalchadpodcast.com or email me at dentalchadpodcast@gmail.com. Disclaimer: the purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. This is not a substitute for professional dental care or intended for the diagnosis or treatment of individual conditions.